Attende, Domine, et miserere, quia peccavimus tibi.
In today's Gospel, our Lord tells the disciples to honor the authority that the Pharisees and scribes had, but not to follow their example, for the Pharisees and the scribes had not really become worshippers of God. They had become worship of themselves. And so they establish a system by which they essentially believe that they produce all the good that they had. They did not give the credit to God. They believed that by ritual observance they were involved in producing the good of their souls. And so they did not give back to the Lord the honor he was due. And so we too must reflect upon this mystery, for we must understand that we can do nothing without the grace of God. If our Lord had come and merely taught, if our Lord had spent 30 years on earth showing us what true family life was, it would have meant nothing if he did not establish a means by which we could receive the grace to live that life. Indeed, if our Lord merely came to show us, to teach us what we had lost, he would have been cruel. But it is especially during the season of Lent that we reflect upon the exact opposite. Not that God was cruel, as some believe. Not that God is a tyrant waiting for us to fall in order that he may manifest his vengeance towards us. But he came and spent 30 years teaching us how to reestablish true family life in the world, to do those things that were in the first reading for love of God. But it was not simply the teaching and the showing that was important to us. It was that he would undergo that cruel scourging, then the cruel sacrifice, the cruel crucifixion, in order to redeem mankind, in order to purchase us from the devil for his eternal Father. And so we reflect upon that most profound mystery, that God has established a system by which we receive his grace in order to put into practice the good he has shown us, and that we can do nothing to produce that good, but it is solely and truly the work of God. He has established that system until the end of time by which we are to receive his grace and go forward in this life doing all the good things and giving him the credit for all the good we receive. The Pharisees and scribes and all who imitate them are unwilling to give God the credit for the good that is in them, for they think they do something in some manner, in some fashion, by which they are producing the good. Indeed, we see that also creep into a sort of false spirituality whereby we may be involved in devotions in a ritualistic way. If I say so many rosaries, God must give me so many graces. If I say so many Our Fathers, God must give me so many graces. We must pray in order to receive the grace of God, but it is not our prayer that produces the grace of God. It is truly a gratuitous act. It is a gratuitous gift from God by which he wishes to bring the soul along in the spiritual life in order that the soul may continue on the path to sanctity. And so let us reflect upon this mystery during this Lent, that we are completely beholden to God for his grace in order to accomplish all good, and that we can do nothing. Indeed, it is often a mistake that many make in the mystical body, that they can only approach the sacraments if they are perfect. Indeed, we may have many faults and failings, but if our souls have not been stained by mortal sin, we must constantly approach the sacraments, because those are the means by which God has established to give us his grace. And so they are not a reward for our good behavior, but they are the very means by which we attain the grace to have good behavior. And so let us try during this Lent to particularly become more devoted to the sacraments of the church, because they are the means that Christ established, they are the means that he purchased by his very blood, and our salvation is what is ultimately what is at stake. That the blood of Christ washes us from our sins, gives us the grace to do good, and that we in and of ourselves can do nothing to please God but only through his grace. And so let us strive to do all the things that our Christian life attains to us, not demanding from God a certain amount of graces, but accepting the ones he gives to us in order to progress as the Lord wishes us to progress, not desiring any more or any less than God wishes to communicate to us, but making the maximum use of what God gives us. Whether he blesses us with many things or little things, we are all called to use the things in order to give glory to God. And so, let us not imitate the Pharisees and scribes who refused to give glory to God and became a burden to the people because they laid heavy demands on their shoulders. Our Lord is not a cruel taskmaster. He is not like the taskmaster of Pharaohs. Indeed, often we are more difficult on ourselves than the Lord is. Our Lord may ask us to begin many things, but often he does not ask us to finish things. But we must try, while we know what he wants us to do, to bring about that completion to the best of our ability. And if we give our best effort but fail, God does not hold it against us. He merely asks us to each and every day take up our cross daily and follow him so that we may accomplish that task that is most important by cooperating with his grace, saving his soul, and giving him the honor, the glory, and praise that he is due for all eternity as members of the church triumphant. And so, as we journey through this life as the church militant, let us turn constantly to she who intercedes for us, in order that we may receive graces from the hands of our mother, in order to join her in our final triumph, that victory over death by which we will join her to praise her son for all eternity in heaven.
Adem ne Domine.